Parshat Hazinu. So Chafetz Chaim is a bunch of different mashalim. It's a poem, Parshat Hazinu. It's a song. There's all sorts of cryptic lines that we don't understand well in Farshim Galore and what to do. So the Chafetz Chaim, no different, has lots of good mashalim to explain lots of different lines there. So here's one of them that I chose. There's more there. Here's one nice one that I chose. So in the Pesukim of Zechor Yimot Olam, on the Pesuk Perek Lam Bet Pesuk Zayin, so the Midrash Rabbah tells us that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Yisurim in this world, realize, or try and recall how much you're going to get in Olam Haba. Meaning, we all have Chatayim and Mitzvot. You know, we're not only Mitzvot and not only Chatayim. We do some good, some bad. So if we go to Olam Haba and we didn't get punished in this world, so you're going to get punishment in the next world, and your reward. You'll get your reward and your punishment. But if something bad happens to you in this world, so the bad is already taken care of. And in Olam Haba, where the true reward is, that's where you're going to get this really amazing reward. And this is something we have to remember. And here's the Chafetz Chaim's mashal, and it's really something to think about, very apropos of the fact that this year we're doing this right now, it's Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Azinu's Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, but certainly something worth thinking about. So the Chafetz Chaim says, imagine there's a sar. A sar is a minister. He's in charge of a certain area. And he goes on a trip, on a vacation, on a leave of absence, and he puts one of his underlings in charge of the chatzer, of the bayit, of wherever he was. And there's a certain person who rents in this area, and he has to pay, I don't know, whatever the currency is, 500 rubles, 500 pounds, whatever it is, he has to pay. So instead of paying the sar, he's going to pay the person the sar appointed to take his place. So when it comes time to pay, let's say he's short 20. He's missing 20 rubles. So you know what this guy who's filling in decides to do? He decides to beat him 20 times to teach him the lesson. You don't pay me 480, you pay me 500. So he beats him. So eventually, after whatever leave of absence that the sar goes away, when the guy comes back, the person who got beaten 20 times goes to the sar and says, "Listen, look what this guy did. In fact, in addition to hitting him, he took away his land. He made his life miserable." So when he comes back, he's like, "You don't know what this guy did to me." And he tells him everything, and that he took away his land, and he beat him. And the Tsar is so annoyed, he restores his land and his property and gives him everything back. And he gets rid of the guy who he had fill in for him. He's fired, he's gone, he's lost all his power, all his connections. And everything's good. And the Tsar says, "Let me make it up to you." And he gives him interest, and he gives him a little bit extra. He gives him more land and more money. Everything's great. So when the guy comes home and tells his wife what happens, he has a sad face. She's like, "What happened?" And he tells the story. She's like, "That's great. You got your land back. You got more than you started with. You got your money back. You got more than... What are you sad about?" He's like, "Listen, he hit me 20 times. And for those 20 times that he hit me, he gave me an extra, let's say, $1,000 for each one of them. So as bad as those 20 times were when he hit me, those are gone and over with. And so now for those 20 times, I have $20,000, 20,000 rubles, whatever it is. Had he hit me 30 times, I would have had 30,000. That, says the Chafetz Chaim, "Kein davar mamash." You're getting your Yisurim in Olam Hazeh, and as much as we don't like it and it bothers us, Toeg mitzar al zema'od, en rotzel l'savlam klal, and you can't bear them. But when you get to the Olam Ha'emes, kasher yavol olam ha'gmul, v'sham yikabel harbe schar, tachat kol shav v'shash yisurim shesav olam hazeh. For every hour or moment that you put up with pains and nuisances in this world, you're going to get so much reward in the next world. And that's what a person has to think, and to the point that when the person gets to the next world, they'll go, man, if only I suffered a little bit more, well, how great my reward would be now. Then you'd have eternal pleasure that you get in Olam Haba, and you halavai hayiti sovel az yisurim biyoter. If only I suffered a little bit more, I would have been that much better off. So that, says the Chafetz Chaim, is the lesson from Zechor Yomot Olam. The Midrash Rabbah says that whenever Hashem brings you yisurim in this world, just think, oh, if I'm going through something so bad now, it's really being mekaper, it's taking care of all the punishments that I need, so that when I get to the next world, I'm going to have eternal bliss. B'zrat Hashem, we should... We daven for no yisurim in this world either, because we want lighter yisurim. So I wish that on everybody else, that the Gemara tells us that if you ask for cold water and you get hot, or vice versa, that's kapara. Or you reach into your pocket for a dime and you get a nickel, and that's kapara. So we all want that kind of kapara, and I wish us all that kind of kapara. But at least we should have the perspective that even if our kapara is a little bit worse than those two fine examples that the Gemara has, we should be zoche to at least have the perspective to go, wow, if what I'm going through is that difficult right now, imagine the reward that I'm going to be zoche to in Olam Haba.